Voices. We hear them every day. Some voices, like mine, are smooth and comforting. While, on the other hand, the Chad and Cheese podcast is like listening to a Nickelback album. You'd rather stab yourself in the ears with an ice pick. Anyway, you're now listening to Voices, a podcast series from Chad and Cheese that features the most important and influential voices within the recruitment industry. Try not to fuck it up, boys.
Get ready to have a whole new appreciation for Taco Bell. On this episode, our journey with Our Work CEO and founder Rakeem Morris continues, taking us into his stint at an Ivy League school while working through the gauntlet of demanding hourly jobs. It was a journey that would pay off, however, landing him an opportunity at one of the most prestigious companies in Silicon Valley. Enjoy. It's a must listen.
So I eventually went to community college for a year, and then at the same time, I applied to Cornell. Like, literally, what I did was I pulled up a spreadsheet of the top-ranked business schools. I just sorted it from one to whatever. And then it was, I think it was like three or four. It was in New York. I was like, this is close enough. This is the highest ranking school I could think about possibly going to. I applied, and I got a letter back that said that I wasn't accepted right away. And then I had to go to another school for a year to get either, I can't remember, it's either 3.8 or 3.5 at another school. And I was going to be automatically accepted. And so I went to SUNY Albany and then also community college courses. And then I got, it's like a 3.9 something. And I was able to transfer automatically to Cornell. I finished up my education there.
Did you work through college? Obviously, Ivy League schools aren't cheap. Did you get scholarships? How did that work out?
Yeah, that's it. I had to work all the way throughout college, and I've paid for every single penny of my education. And this is before... Thank you very much. This is before these schools, these Ivy League schools, had this whole thing where if your family earns less than $60,000, they give it to you for free. Yeah. That like happened as soon as I graduated from undergrad after I'm working.
Go figure.
Listen, tight, right? the timing. It's like some retroactive program that someone can hear and pay me that back. I'm kidding. It was the case that when I dropped out of high school, 14, nearly 15 years old, I began working hourly jobs right away. Over the course of the 9 years after I dropped out of high school, I had about 13 hourly jobs.
Was there a range? Were they all like the same kind? Tell me about those jobs.
These are mostly wage earning. Actually, they were all jobs that you're earning money by the hour, wage jobs. And they were primarily in restaurants and food. So I've worked, it must be four or five different industries. So my very, very first job was at Taco Bell. Taco Bell, I remember having such a great time. There we go. That came up in the beginning. I really enjoyed my time there. I still remember the waits for some of the products there.
Are you as glad that the Mexican pizza is back as I am?
Actually, I am. Yes. You know what? The fun fact for me, at least, is that the Mexican pizza was the very first thing I had at Taco Bell. And it's because I was in the break room. I had worked there for about 4 or 5 months.
Uh-huh.
They say, hey, we messed up on this Mexican pizza. Do you want it? I'm like, oh, I've never ate Taco Bell before.
You were there 4 or 5 months and you had never had Taco Bell? Oh my God, there's no way in hell Cheeseman could have waited 4 to 5 minutes. You know,
that would have been a requirement for me to take the job.
Well, it's funny. Back in the day, like, Taco Bell for me was like exotic food.
It still is. What are you talking about?
I was like, I've never had Mexican food before. I was like almost like concerned to have it when I was 15 years old working at Taco Bell. But, by the way, I think a Mexican pizza is 10.8 ounces. I'm pretty sure that's right. So we'll fact check that. But I have all these weights of foods that I still remember to this day. So hard taco is 2.9 ounces. Soft taco is 3.6 ounces. Quesadilla, I'm pretty sure, is 10.9. Or 11.9.
Did you get credentialing for that? Because you should.
Actually, you know what? I did become a trainer at Taco Bell during my time there. And so that's probably one of the other reasons why I remember these weights so well. And so that's my very first job. And then I probably worked about three or so waiting jobs, just waiting tables, which is... Mm-hmm. such a fascinating, you like learned so much about people doing that. I was a dialysis technician. I worked at FedEx. I worked at Kinko's, was a temp worker for a company called Labor Ready. It's called People Ready Now. That was a fascinating week that I had there, moving appliances across a warehouse. it was a week. And I remember why I quit that job. And it's because you're paid daily as a temp worker. You show up at this place, this like, it looks like a rundown, like shopping, like out plaza. You go to this place, you wait outside in the morning. It's like 6 o'clock. They tell you what your job is the day of. You work it, and they give you a check at the end of the day. And there's these check cashing things inside of the place. And then I was getting maybe 20 or 30 bucks for really hard manual labor. And I realized at the time it was just something I couldn't do sustainably. That job. And every time I think about it, there's like another job that like pops up. I'm like, oh, yeah, I did that one too. So there's probably more than 13. I just can't remember them all.
So how did that actually shape where you were going to go in the future? Because you're going to school, you're paying for school, and I would assume you're like, I don't want to do this.
You know, I can't say that it had a strong influence on the type of job I chose afterward. I just knew that I wanted to not have to work on my feet anymore. When you're on the line for about 10, you know, they're working at double, 15, 16 hours, even at 17, 18, when you're young, you know, your joints are healthy, that hurts. Like your ankles are in pain. It's just like, I can't walk another 10 feet. And so I suppose the way they influenced my decision was that I got a job and I'm sitting down at least some part of the day. And that's the strongest influence it had.
Did you go from Carnell to Google, or was there a bridge between that?
Yeah, there was a bridge there. I worked at General Electric. That was my very first job. Did the financial management program, which trained me very well, surprisingly, for the job that I have today. It's a genuine shock how helpful it is that I went to that program, because you work that job and they also have the training part of it. And it's like a class. It's 3 or 4 credits.
Was that still the Jack Welch culture, or did you kind of miss out on that?
I think I missed out mostly on it.
Yeah.
I think he may have been the CEO when I was an intern, but when I was full time, he wasn't.
I mean, his shadow was still there after he left, wouldn't you say?
Exactly. Yeah, it was. Culture is something that's very hard to change in the company.
And did they pull you out of Cornell? Did you want to work for them? Like, how did that connection happen?
You know what? I have a very, actually, really fascinating story about that. That I'm almost concerned about, like, legal issues to say this. I'll try to be
lawyers.
Like,
don't listen to our show. It's okay.
Okay, very good. Then I'll take everything now. I worked my internship at GE. I remember the head of HR told me if I didn't graduate in that current semester, in the fall semester, they weren't going to give me the full time job. They looked at my resume. The reason why they said that is because they looked at my resume. I had 150 credits on my on my transcript, rather. 150 credits is a lot of credits to have as an undergrad. What they didn't take into account was that I dropped out of high school. And so when I went to community college, it was all remedial classes. So I have all these credits, but 30, I don't know how many, it was a lot of credits that were all remedial. They saw the transcript. They thought, all right, we want our classes to start in January for this new, this FNP program. Let's put some pressure on this guy to graduate school this semester instead of taking the entire year. The thing is, I had 24 credits that I needed to take to graduate with the requirements that I needed, but I also really wanted and needed that job. And so what I did in my last semester of school is I worked 2 jobs and I took 23 credits at Cornell. And by the way, it was my best performing semester. I got a 3.91 doing that. And also in that semester, my car didn't start with the key. You had to jump my car every single time to start it. So I probably jumped my car at least 100 times, working 2 hourly jobs and taking 23 credits at Cornell of all places.
Powered by Taco Bell, by the way, kids.
an hour and a half sleep every night. Yeah. Yes.
Like, literally in my last semester in school, and this is not an exaggeration, I stayed up every single Sunday night, an all-nighter, every single Sunday night.
You didn't have a choice at that point, did you?
I was just working. And by the way, this is like before I even knew like things like Adderall were. Like, that would have made things so much easier. I was just on caffeine and five-hour energies.
Who needs Adderall when you have chalupas?
Chalupa puts you to sleep. You kidding me?
It would put you to sleep. And by the way, chalupa is just a fried gordita, just so you both know that.
Oh, Joel knows. Oh, Joel knows.
It's a slice of heaven. Bite your tongue.
It's very good.
You can find more episodes of Voices, the Chad and Cheese podcast series devoted to stories and opinions of industry leaders, by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts or just visit chadcheese.com.
The Jim Stroud Podcast explores the discoveries and trends forming the future of our lives. Brain-to-brain communication, robot bosses, microchip implants for workers, and artificial intelligence replacing human workers are all happening now. If you want to know what's happening next, subscribe now to the Jim Stroud Podcast.